Last year, the government had plans for a flagship detention centre, and they wanted it to be the biggest in Europe. It's called Yarlswood. It's got a Category B prison security system to hold in 900 men, women and children who were never even accused of a crime in the first place. They're there to be held indefinitely and with no judicial oversight. After 3 months of despicable treatment by Group 4, who is the private profit-making company contracted to run the detention centre, and the daily injustice of being locked up for absolutely no reason, things went very wrong on the 14th of February last year. Group 4 again manhandled a detainee, this time a 55-year-old woman, and pinned her to the ground and dragged her along the floor. This sparked an incident, and later a fire broke out. What did Group 4 do? They ran away. Group 4 and the Home Office actually denied access to the site from the firefighters until the fire was completely out of control. There was no evacuation of detainees. In fact, they did their best to push detainees back into the burning building. The firefighters were not even allowed to go and smash the windows on the ground floor and see if anyone was there trapped so that they could pull them out of the fire. So detainees were left to save themselves. The very next day, Blunkett blamed the whole thing on the detainees. Now they've charged 13 of them with violent disorder and arson. And they're going to have a trial in April. That's 14 months after the incident. I think they need 14 months to actually gather a case. But the trial cannot be fair. These people have already been criminalised in the beginning, and they've been convicted already by the media. In addition, an awful lot of the witnesses have been deported. So how, from any stretch of the imagination, can this trial be fair? If you believe in the rule of law and equal access to the law, you have to agree this trial cannot be fair. We want all of the charges to be dropped because we know who is responsible. It's the government. The government for locking up innocent people for an indefinite period of time in a wooden frame building with no sprinkler system, no evacuation plan. They didn't even have one fire drill while Yarlswood was open. And to deny access to the firefighters, that is recklessly endangering lives. The government ought to be prosecuted for unlawful imprisonment. A couple of weeks ago, one of the detainees was bailed out. He'd spent 14 months imprisoned in this country for nothing. On Thursday, another guy was bailed out. Now, he was originally charged with violent disorder. They had to drop the charge because, of course, there wasn't any evidence. But desperate to blame someone for an asylum policy in absolute chaos, desperate to pin something on him, they charged him with actual bodily harm for allegedly throwing a chair. They still haven't given him a trial date because they don't know what the hell they're doing. Now, there are 8 detainees still left in prison. They're going to be on remand, if they're not released before, for 14 months. They're locked up in Wormwood Scrubs. They're locked up for 24 hours a day. 24-hour-a-day lockup means no showers, no access to the telephones, no access to outside people whatsoever. If you can visit these people or write to them, please come and speak to me and I can give you the information. They'd be so welcome to get some contact from you. Lastly, the next hearing for the trial is on the 15th of November in Harrow Crown Court. I think this is a national issue and I think everyone agrees this trial is completely wrong. Come and show your disagreement. Come to Harrow on the 15th of November, starting at 9 o'clock. You can come and get the details from me. Thank you.